Hey guys, we are back. First time in too long. Welcome to Showdown. This is going to be a straightforward episode to get back into the swing of things, and hopefully next week we'll have a couple of guests for you guys. So joining us tonight, we've got Skeletor, we've got Chris, and we've got Paul. And of course, you've got myself, whose name you can see at the bottom of the screen. Go and follow us on Twitter and get us on Facebook. The more you like us on Facebook, the more we can get news to you. And be sure to subscribe to the videos if you're liking them. So how are we doing, guys? How's everyone today?
Wonderful. And I got to say that is one fantastic name tag you have there, sir.
It's working well.
It is pretty incredible.
It looks so professional. You know, it's like a real deal news program. We just need you at a desk.
I can do a couch, can't do a desk.
Get a bad green screen behind you.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. I think I can do that. I've been working with this today. What sort of bad green screen are we going for? What sort of effect do we want?
I want you in a helicopter.
I want you in a
bad green screen. How's that work?
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, we all love a bad green screen. Let's just adjust this slightly.
It's really
not too bad.
That is still pretty bad.
The beads is like 50% your face.
Oh, okay, sorry. We'll go with pixels then, make it even better.
Oh.
Ah. You're sort of fading into the pixels, depending on how far forward you lean.
It's pretty funny.
I'm not even a real person anymore. I'm part of the Matrix.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, how are we all finding the... I don't even want to say it, the current product?
Terrible.
Paul, you still enjoying the 90s product?
I am so happy that there is so much other good wrestling to watch. I've accepted, and I think that a lot of fans have too, we've all accepted of what we're getting at this point from WWE. And a lot of us have gone, hey, you know what? This is good over here. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, that's good. New Japan, that's good. Old stuff, that's good. And we're all going to those things and still kind of watching the current product. But, you know, it's hard to care.
Do you know what those other products don't have? The Royal Rumble.
Oh, a wonderful segue, sir. This is my favorite pay-per-view of all time. It trumps WrestleMania, it trumps Survivor Series. I love the Rumble.
Do you want to know what? They do have good writing.
Yeah, but that's not the Rumble, is it?
No, most of those organizations have no writing. Because most of them could not get good writing, so they just have no writing.
And you don't need it. That's why New Japan has just been my thing lately. I don't have to worry about promos. I don't have to worry about on-air authority figure crutch, which, you know, is so played out. It's just pro wrestling, and it's fun. And when I want all that other bullshit, then I'll turn on WWE.
The problem is that there's only one guy in the company that deserves to win the Rumble right now.
Sucker and Sucker Cash.
No.
You know who it is. You know he has to.
I don't even know what voice you were going for there. What the hell was that?
That was Roman Reigns on crack.
It's
something you'll see often in the coming months.
Because it didn't sound like Roman Reigns, and it didn't sound like Sylvester the Cat. So I didn't know what it was.
No, it was Sylvester Reigns. We'll forget that ever happened, guys.
No, it's out there forever now.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely no Paul Dusty.
Oh, no, you see, and if you would have done Dusty, it would have almost sounded like Sylvester, because, you know, he would have shared a list.
Just like Lami Zayn, that is not going away.
No, just like Lami Zayn. Lami Zayn can't go away.
That's a great name.
It is. I hate you guys.
We hate you too.
Okay. Good. So, talking of hating things, what is the worst Rumble you guys have watched? One at a time. Chris, what's your worst one?
Last year's.
Ooh.
The guy who deserved to win it wasn't even in it.
Skeletor, what was yours?
Oh, I can't remember the year. The one where that was like 50% Vince McMahon and Stone Cold, and them just like running around the ring. Yeah, that was the worst. I hate that. like, the ending's fine, and there's some good parts, but half that match is ruined, because they just wouldn't focus on anybody but those two.
Paul, what about you, man?
The first one.
I haven't seen that.
I hated it. It was 20 man. It was on USA Network, and fucking Hacksaw Jim Duggan won.
So. I started watching some of that earlier today, and I turned it off.
It's terrible.
I've only seen the second one on, so I don't know.
No, you're not missing much. You can totally skip that one. But besides that one, if I'm going to go with a modern day one, the 40 man one, I couldn't stand that one.
Where Del Rio won.
Yeah. Such a forgettable match.
I'm gonna go with the one where Cena and Batista won.
Oh, that one was awesome. Vince blows out his quads.
That was way better than friggin' the original one or 99 or the 40 man.
Yeah, it was watchable.
But when you've got that caliber of star in a match, and then that's what happens because your main guy fucks up, and they go, oh, no, panic. Vince panicked so much he tore his quads.
I know, but that's cool, though. It's legit.
That's what makes it good.
Was that legitimately a fuck-up? What happened?
Yeah, it was Batista and Cena both went over the ropes at the same time, and they weren't meant to.
Uh-huh.
So they both hit the floor at the exact same point, and... Sorry, guys, spoilers if you haven't seen that, but you're about 8 years too late. So, yeah, basically they both hit the floor at the same time, and they couldn't decide on a winner, so Vince comes out, tears his quads, and they restart the match.
You know what's funny is that's like a plot point of, like, the SmackDown versus Raw, like, original one season mode. Like, that exact event, and then it happened for real. And it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah, but, I mean, that sort of thing happened in my favorite Rumble. Which was Raw 2000. Rumble 2000, where it was The Rock and Big Show both went over the ropes at the same time. And they argued whose feet were on the floor. Yeah, the one that no one remembers.
I remember.
Back in the day when Big Show wasn't atrocious.
I know I've seen that. I don't remember much about that.
Yeah, it was fine for what it was.
I'll admit, it's probably my favorite Rumble. Right, as a whole pay-per-view, not just the Rumble match.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably true.
Was that the one with Triple H and Cactus?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you're right. Because Royal Rumbles, unfortunately, rarely have great cards outside of the Rumble match.
See, that's my argument. My favorite recent Rumble is also one of the most disappointing cards for me.
Why is that?
Because it was 2013 when it was a good Rumble match, I felt, but the issue I had was Punk jobbing to Rock.
Okay, eight minutes into the new season, and he mentions Punk.
You gotta get everything established.
I'm just saying, you don't have an entire match and then have it end with one move. That was kind of BS.
When a TV show starts a new season, you got to reestablish the characters. He's going to.
Hey, remember that guy who took his ball and went home in the last season? Yeah, well, we're mentioning him this season.
He's still not dead. He's still real, though, damn it.
He's still not coming back.
No, he's still not coming back, thank God.
I did have someone on Twitter saying, Punk's going to come back in a Rumble, and I did have to turn to go and suck a dick.
Well, who do you see coming back in the Rumble, then? Other than Sheamus, that's the obvious one.
See, I'm not 100% sure on Sheamus, purely because I think they might save him for Mania.
I thought he was still hurt. Yeah, I think he's still, like, real. He had, like, nerve damage.
Yeah,
like,
he's, nah, like, dumb.
WWE, they'll play it up worse than it is. I see Sheamus coming back in the Rumble. If not coming back, at least screwing someone in the Rumble.
I don't see what who can come back, really.
Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam's probably going to be... Randy Orton, maybe, if they would decide to wait that
out. I think I see... TV the week before, I bet.
I think I see Orton coming back in the main event.
Yeah, that's a good possibility.
I like that idea. But it's in Philly this year, so, I mean, you're going to see a couple ECW guys, so...
Right. I don't think you're going to see Dreamer. I don't think you're going to see Sabu.
I think you're going to see You might see Rhino.
I would love to see Rhino, man. I love Rhino.
You know who I really want to see? Bubba Ray.
Bubba Ray would be pretty cool.
My friend actually had this discussion with me. You guys know John. He actually had this, we had this discussion where he said, wouldn't it be cool if they had the Rumble countdown a clock, and the clock went off and no one walked out, and everyone was like, okay. The next one went off, like, however long afterwards, and Team 3D came down together to the ring.
I would love for Dudley's to come back.
Free agents at the moment.
That'd be like a cool reinvigoration of the tag team division. I mean, there's some cool stuff happening there. Like, I really like Kid Zorro and shit.
I think it was 2013, and you had the New Age Outlaws return in the Rumble. I think you could get the Dudleys doing it this time.
And they can still work. Bubba's in the best shape of his life.
Considering that they're in Philly, the pop that they'd get would be up. You know.
Oh, yeah, you have to expect a couple old ECW.
I'm trying to think of, like, ECW guys who Vince doesn't hate and who aren't working for other companies.
I was expecting Rhino, RVD. I don't know why, but I thought that they might do what they did with Godfather and do it with Mick Foley.
Foley can't.
What happened with Godfather when he went to get in and just got eliminated, like, straight off?
I don't even know if he could do that at this point.
Yeah, Mick Foley's in a bad state. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not good physically and mentally. So.
Yeah, no, Foley's got to go for back surgery again, I think.
Well, he needs to get a fucking lobotomy to get rid of this whole Santa Claus gimmick that he's doing.
Santa Claus gimmick.
I hear that documentary is decent. I don't know.
I'm good.
I haven't seen it. I just hear it's decent.
It's just sick and creepy to me.
A little bit. Oh, wow. Okay, let's do a quick rundown. Seeing as we haven't been on in a while, John Tibbs has said, I haven't watched WWE since TLC. Prepare me for Royal Rumble as briefly as possible. Ooh. I've got it. Reigns is bigger now. Rollins is a bad guy. Lesnar's still disappearing. Heyman is back. Orton is gone. Cena's the same shit. Ryback is gone. Ziggler's gone. Rowan's gone.
I can do it even better.
Yeah, go for it.
Seth Rollins is in the main event. GG.
Oh, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say Seth Rollins is main event.
And not out of place.
Yeah, he got cemented by a pretty great segment at the end of Raw.
It's not out of place. I mean, I didn't care for his promo. But that's more of the content and not on him. That's more of him.
I'm not going to lie here. Over the past few weeks, with the stuff that he did with Edge when he was like, I'll break his neck, and with the promo that he did on Raw, I think he outshined everybody in that ring. Like, at that point.
I'll go off on a limb here and tell you the one person that made the whole thing work was Brock.
Yep, Brock was amazing.
He sold that curb stomp like his life depended on it.
Because he did that the last time he got curb stomped too. Like, he's going for it.
And that's what pisses you off so much about this guy, is that he is the absolute best. No matter what he is doing, he is the fucking best.
Didn't he, like, win a belt in Japan at some point?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that 16 German suplexes does not count as the best.
But that match, though. He did 16 German suplexes, and it worked.
Yeah, I hate Dave Meltzer or whatever, but I will agree with him on the point that was a freaking, like, 4-star match. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yep, just for the story.
If, just say, in theory, 16 suplexes happens again, I want to see him do it to both Cena and Rollins at the same time.
Oh, he's gonna German suplex. Yeah, he's got a German suplex both of them at the same time. And Rollins is going to do that Kurt Angle flip over and land on his stomach.
I was going to say, can I just point out how well Rollins actually sold that? Because he didn't just do it the usual way. He was just like, nah, sod it.
He fell on, like, the side of his face. It was kind of weird. It was great, bro.
Yeah, this is why I think Rollins is a guy who maybe deserved... Everyone's talking about putting the title on Reigns. I think they should put it on Rollins and keep it there for a while because he seems to be deserving it right now.
Seth Rollins is one of my... Seth Rollins is probably my favorite, like, salesman, well, you know, whatever, right now. Because he does do the flip stuff, but he doesn't overdo it like Ziggler does constantly. He kind of gets a good sweet spot in there.
I think the only one he really oversold was TLC 2012 when it was Cena, Sheamus, and Ryback versus Shield, and he came off the ladder and into the tables, and he just sort of looked like he looked like someone who'd had too much to drink.
Oh, when he had like a stroke? Yeah, that was weird. But that was like years ago. Like, hasn't, like, you know, stuff changed.
If it wasn't so close to Mania, I would say, yeah, Rollins could totally hold that belt. But
I think he still can. This dawned on me today. You know how everyone's talking about this idea that we'll either get Reigns, Lesnar, I even suggested Reigns, Cena. What we're not looking is the idea of Reigns, Rollins.
No, that's not selling Mania.
I've got one better for you. Don't need
to. Everything else will.
I've got one better for you. Rollins wins at Rumble, thanks to J&J or whatever. He gets cocky and throws away his briefcase, which the week before Mania is revealed that Ambrose found. So you've got Ambrose with the briefcase, you've got Reigns winning the Rumble, and you've got Rollins as the champion. Triple threat Shield match for the heavyweight championship at Mania.
Well, Tumblr just exploded. That's not, no.
I like all those guys. I like all those, like, not Reigns too much, but I like things about him. But no. No.
I honestly believe there is a chance that you could get Rollins Reigns, but they need to have a bigger undercard in order to sell Mania then.
Yeah, that's not selling Mania. I mean, I don't even know what they could do to bolster the card.
My question is, what do you do with Brock after this?
Nothing, because he's gone.
If he doesn't face Reigns, what do you do with him at Mania?
You keep the belt on him and you have Daniel Bryan win the Rumble.
To be fair, the only threat bigger than having to wrestle Triple H and then having to do the triple threat in the same night is having to take on the Beast Incarnate, mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar.
It's the only thing that makes sense. You built up Brock for a year as no one can stop him.
It's the only way to up the stakes.
But have you guys seen a picture of Bryan when he appeared on SmackDown?
No.
He has lost so much muscle.
Good. I mean, I liked American Dragon.
I don't mean like he's lost muscle and slimmed down. I mean like he's lost muscle but still got the fat.
Yeah, but he will, right up until Mania when he gets a chance to work out properly.
Yeah, he's got you know, a couple months to get back in ring shape. Just quit doing fucking suicide dives in meaningless shit. I mean, that suicide dive he did to Kane on Monday made me so mad.
Yep.
Unneeded.
I think he needed to prove I can do like everything I could do before, like, and on his, you know.
You don't. Then you do that at the Rumble. You do it.
Okay, that's true.
You do it on Raw. You do it in a match that means something, not in just a meaningless brawl. I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, his bump card is filling up real quick. He's only got so many more he can take, and a match with Lesnar will fill it up.
So, who do you see winning the Rumble then? Wait, who do you think will win, and who would you like to see win?
My answer is Bryan for both. I mean, just the pop that he got when he came back shows that the fans have not forgotten about him. They're still behind him. And even better than that, it gives WWE another year to get Roman Reigns ready. You don't need to push him yet. Bryan can do it now.
Can I go off on a tangent on that? Because this is what I discussed with John. They need to have Reigns turn heel.
No.
Yes.
If you have him win the Rumble, then you do it. You have him win the Rumble, you have him go to Mania, and the fans are just shitting on him. He has him win the title, and then he does the Rock turn, where he turns on the fans.
I was thinking after Mania.
No.
Why not?
You do it the night after Mania, whatever, comes out.
Hold on, Paul. Why not?
Die, Roman, die. He starts with that.
Yeah, unless you're going to do it the exact same way as Vince did with The Rock and make him your corporate champion, it won't work. Today's fans are beyond the point where they'll cheer and boo him. Fangirls will cheer him regardless of
not if he comes, not if he cuts promos the way that he should cut promos and come across as an arrogant, cocky son of a bitch.
Not if he cuts his hair.
That's not going to happen, man. Honest to God, if he's the next big star in WWE, which regardless he will be, at some point in time, he's going to be the pinnacle that they reach. If it comes to it, Roman Reigns this year won't be in the main event. I get that. That's cool. But they're not going to turn him heel on the first year.
I'm not talking about turning him heel and taking him out of the main event. I'm not about turning him heel and having him versus guys like Cena and having him work with them and try to understand more of the psychology and feel more.
Think what you've just said, though. If he's heel and faces Cena, Reigns gets cheered.
Can I make it very clear real fast that people seem to think that Roman is there and that's all that's ever going to happen, and that's possible, but they've dumped guys several times before.
Drew McIntyre. Like,
they have taken a guy to that level Reigns is now or higher and then dropped them. Like, that's not Bobby something Lashley. That's unheard of. Bobby Lashley sucked ass.
Forget Bobby Lashley. What about the Chosen One?
He was chosen for the IC title, and that was it.
Yeah, but Bobby Lashley had, like, major WrestleMania matches that were heavily, like, advertised and shit, and then he was gone. It's happened several times to guys like Lex Luger, who never actually got the strap.
Was it Maven or something that eliminated Taker at the Rumble?
Yeah. Maven.
Oh, Maven's one of the best examples of we gotta make sure that Tough Enough means something, and then oh god, we can't do anything with it.
Yeah, guess what? And it's gonna happen again. They're bringing Tough Enough.
Tough Enough's the worst show. It's the second worst program WWE has ever made behind game show NXT.
Hey, I reckon Tough Enough is gonna be different this time. I reckon it's gonna work in the sense that it's gonna work with the NXT stars.
Wow, so then what's it going to do? Those who fail the NXT Tough Enough, what, go home?
Yeah, I think the way it goes this time is a little different, is you just get an NXT contract instead of going immediately on the main roster and dying like every single one ever did.
That would work.
Right. Back to the point then, Chris. Who do you see winning, and who do you want to win the Rumble?
Who do I see winning, Roman or Bryan? They're the two obvious ones. Who do I want to win? Someone isn't very popular for an idea of a Lesnar match, but I want to say Orton.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
I'm perfectly okay with
that. Yeah, I mean they already kind of teased it.
Orton Lesnar needs to happen at some point.
Dude, I've watched the one time Randy Orton wrestled Brock Lesnar. It was in 2002 when Randy Orton was a plucky, fiery, high-flying babyface who then got caught mid-flying crossbody into an F5. And they have not wrestled since then. So I very much want to see that match at some point. But in terms of the Rumble match itself, yeah, it's either going to be... unless they just completely throw me, it's going to be Orton or Daniel. Probably, most likely, Daniel.
Yeah.
Or maybe Roman. Maybe.
Right.
I think they're going to wait.
I think after the reaction like seeing to Reigns' promos, I think they may hold up on that.
I'm going to throw a name in the hat.
Dolph Ziggler.
God, that, you know what? That would actually be watchable.
If I didn't do this bullshit, you're fired junk, it really seemed like he was positioned to be that guy.
That's what makes me think more that he could be that guy, because it'd be like spitting it back in the face of the authority.
I was going to say, even now, all you have to do is have Sting come down at the end of the Rumble or something and help eliminate, you know, whoever it is.
I don't know. I know it wouldn't happen and it would actually be bad, but I want to see Dolph Ziggler work like a 1980s I wear a mask and I'm a different person.
Him be the yellow dog?
Yeah, that stuff like that, yes. I want exactly that. Where he waits and then WrestleMania, he wins the title and then he pulls off the mat.
Well, if it's not WrestleMania, then it would work.
John had an idea which intrigues me, and this is the concept of having, you know, the authority in the ring in the Rumble. Timer counts down. Sting comes down. After Sting, you have Taker come down, and you have those two stand off in the ring.
Just as a sort of
tease for the future, sort of thing. Like,
right. I do not want to see a match with those two, and no one else does either.
But
you
no,
can say you do all to, you want.
You say that, but the crowd will be chanting, "Holy shit!" And this is awesome. I guarantee that.
That brings me to then, come WrestleMania, they're going to be booing those two old fucks out of the building because neither one of them can work.
I'm not saying give them a match together right now. I'm saying tease it.
Oh, you can't.
Right. That puts me to my moment then. Everyone on the internet at the moment has been discussing this whole idea that if Wyatt and Taker are both ready, Wyatt will face Taker.
Why even have Undertaker have another match at Mania?
Because they would, if he can get it out of him, that's it. You know they would, to use him to get another star over.
Yeah, I just had one of those great, why are you guys interrupting me? Oh, I muted myself moments.
I'm saying hands down that Wyatt could win on that basis and challenge Taker. That gives then a reason for Fastlane to have a challenger for the title. Because if not, what are they going to do at Fastlane? Other than a tag match that they're kind of talking about.
I'm gonna lie, Fastlane seems like a giant waste of a pay-per-view.
That's what I'm saying, they need to make it big.
This is where WWE is their own worst enemy. And if they still wanted to go that route, then you keep the Elimination Chamber.
Well, I was discussing a theory that you guys are not going to like, but it's an idea.
He's gonna say Zayn.
Some NXT guy.
No. Bull Dempsey.
My idea was to make this make sense. Is basically, I was saying that they only treat one title like the main title. They should treat all three titles like sort of like a main title. Obviously, you can tell which one's most important, but they all get booked the same way. But I was coming around with the idea of the basis of the Royal Rumble. Whoever wins gets the main WWE title. Whoever's second gets an IC title shot. Whoever's third gets the US title shot. Fastlane, you could potentially have the second and third place have a match, dispute, whatever.
That's way too many moving parts.
Yeah, it's a little, like, most of the best stuff in wrestling is very simple, and that's a little
much. That's TNA WCW stuff right there.
Also, can I say, I think they're probably just going to move Elimination Chamber to a garbage, like, nobody watches, like mid-year pay-per-view, like, Battleground.
And that's what it should be. That's exactly what it should be.
No, but that's what I'm saying, because the Elimination Chamber is, like, a cool match, and it's usually good, but it's the slot between it and Mania never made any sense, because the titles almost never changed hands during it, because he had to go to Mania.
The other issue that I had with Elimination Chamber was the fact that, especially this year, you have Elimination Chamber, and you'd have only had one chamber match, because they merged the two freaking titles. So I think they would have
it for a number one contendership.
I think it would make sense though for them to drop the title, like drop the pay-per-view for Elimination Chamber and just move it to something else. But at the same time, you've then got to have something interesting at Fastlane to make people watch it, which I have no idea what they're planning for that.
Well, we'll see.
I would prefer just no pay-per-view between the Rumble and Mania.
Agreed.
Do that, but
or do like a Saturday night thing or a Cyber Sunday just for fun.
Yep. have a Clash of the Champions, whatever.
Clash of the Champions. I don't even know how you do that nowadays.
Have an NXT live event.
Yeah, that would work. Because NXT pay per view would work.
I was going to say because Lord knows that's better than now that TLC was.
TLC had my favorite match of those two cards with the Ziggler Harper match.
Oh, yeah, that was my match of last year.
Yeah, that was better than anything on NXT in my opinion.
Yeah, I would put that up against anything on NXT.
Hold on. Ziggler Harper was the exception. The overall card of TLC was shit.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't good.
I don't know if you've looked at the main roster recently.
It's real thin, and it's just more exposed every week. I mean,
you can either have diarrhea or you can have a solid, but that's still WWE's main card.
Yeah,
I mean, how many segments did we see from Seth Rollins on Monday?
You know what?
I think he was in four.
Give me at Mania, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Hideo Itami, and Sami Zayn in a fatal four-way match on the pre-show for Mania, and I will watch that more than I would watch Mania.
Won't happen.
No, I just want Owens, Zayn.
Won't happen.
Vince no, it won't. Not. That's going to be the first thing for the NXT pay-per-view after Mania.
Yep, that's how you sell that. But Vince, in his infinite wisdom, feels like they are actual competition. You don't old man, you own them.
Well, Vince's infinite wisdom seems to think that quoting Looney Tunes is a fucking good idea, which nobody watches anymore, so...
Oh, the rumor is that, you know, he's the one that's writing those wonderful promos for Roman. I mean...
That's not a rumor. We can all tell he is.
Until I hear some more poop jokes, I'm...
Do you want to know the best thing about it? That was a reused Shane McMahon promo.
Was it?
Shane McMahon... 2001, maybe? 2000?
Now that you say it, yep.
And the fact it was against Big Show as well, I'm like, oh my god, they're reusing the Jack and the Beanstalk shit again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Monday wasn't a bad Raw. You know,
I enjoyed Raw.
I thought it was good. It was a solid, like, 7.
But all the promos were just so fucking bad. Every single one of them.
I liked the Dean Ambrose. Like, they were dumb, but I kind of enjoyed the Dean Ambrose therapist segments.
It had Vince's shitty fingerprints all over it.
I'm not going to lie. The Dean Ambrose one made me laugh purely because he did the therapist ended up on the couch at the end.
It shows that they have no idea what to do with him. And he's Tommy Dreamer, and he's junk.
He is Tommy Dreamer. Yeah, I'm so glad we made that statement months ago.
Yeah, it doesn't it suck that we were right on it?
Yeah, a little bit.
To be fair,
I'm just really worried that they're going to turn. I'm just really worried they're going to turn Wyatt into McFoley.
I'm really worried that they don't. Well, actually, I'm not worried.
If I get some title win, go ahead.
I'm actually hoping they're going to turn Wyatt into the new Taker.
You see, that's why I'm thinking the main thing. He's not, but that's why I'm thinking the Mania thing.
He's not even, got the size or the...
All they have to do is they need to have him either get control of the urn and say he's absorbed the powers of the urn, or you have a casket match and you have him burn the casket, do that weird backwards talking thing he did at Hangzhou, and presto changeo, he now has Undertaker's powers or whatever.
I'm going to say the millionth time that he's Raven. Bray Wyatt is Raven.
Yeah, well, let him be Bray Wyatt. I mean, The Undertaker, that's a gimmick that, if you just look at it on paper, should have never worked.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's stop saying powers as well. This is the realistic era.
The realistic era has a giant bull walking around.
Yeah, I mean, for a realistic era, I mean, it feels a whole lot like the new generation to me, so...
It does feel a lot like the new generation, except Raw, no matter how bad it gets, is still better than new generation Raw.
You still had Shawn Michaels tearing the house down every night, didn't you?
But then you'd watch freaking Max Moon wrestle Yokozuna for 20 minutes of Yokozuna, like, doing a nerve hold.
That was like a
third of the show.
To
be fair, earlier I was watching the Hardcore Holly versus Lesnar, and that.
Oh my god! Ugh. Wow, just
that wasn't actually that bad.
I've
never liked a single Bob Holly match.
I've watched a lot of Spike Dudley stuff recently, and the Brock Lesnar Spike Dudley match is nuts.
I watched 2005 One Night Stand. Today, and just seeing Heyman there with Spike Dudley and people running out like that, you just think, how did these guys even get signed to any promotion, let alone WWE?
Spike Dudley is like one of my favorite dudes to come out of ECW.
See, there's your problem.
He was, it's the character, and that's what you need. Not everybody can be a main eventer. The world needs ditch diggers, too.
Well, but he was good. Like, he wrestled, like, really good matches against Rey Mysterio and Tajiri and shit in the Cruiserweight title.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking junk about the Pitbulls?
Yeah, the Pitbulls.
They were so awesome.
What if...
You didn't live through ECW when it was fresh and new. Those guys were fucking awesome.
Dude, I can't even... Spike Dudley's awesome. Spike Dudley had a lot of cool stuff. I don't know.
While we're discussing tag teams, can we discuss the Ascension's dodgy promo?
Good segue.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a dodgy promo. That was a great promo for heels, but a bad promo for, genuine heat.
They have to... I don't get the way they speak. I don't understand. It's not just, a WWE thing, which people pretend like it is. They were like this in freaking NXT, but they overemphasize words in a way that doesn't make any sense.
It's like Flair and Warrior and all that used to.
No, that is not true. Flair and Warrior knew what words to overpronounce, except Warrior sometimes when he was too high to understand.
But we told everybody the Ascension were junk. We told you.
Hold on. Aaron, if you go back and you watch the original Ascension, and I don't mean this Egyptian crap, I mean the original Gothic Ascension, and you see their first vignette that aired when they were on top of skyscrapers, it made more sense than it does now.
There's something about them where, they don't know, it's like they've never spoken English before. It's what it sounds like.
And they wrestle like they've never been in a ring before.
But I'm gonna say it. They remind me a lot of the Road Warriors.
Well, that's the thing. But the Road Warriors, character wise, and just kind of their how they looked and everything about them outside of their ring work was amazing. The ring work was shit.
As soon as the Road Warriors came into the building, as soon as you saw them, you went, holy shit, those guys are stars. Yeah, you look at the Ascension, you go, those guys are jokes.
They're the...
Doesn't matter.
They made you an accurate...
If you had never seen pro wrestling before and you looked at the Road Warriors, you would go, holy shit.
What I don't like about the Ascension is the fact that the commentators shit all over them as well.
Okay, but
the
Ascension made a comparison that was the most accurate one they've made when they compared themselves to the Powers of Pain.
Yeah, they're a third-rate version of the Road Warriors.
Yeah, the Powers of Pain were third-tier knockoffs of the Road. Demolition is first-tier knockoff.
But at least with the Powers of Pain, you had Barbarian, who was a legit tough fucking guy. So
he was also kind of a shitty worker.
Doesn't matter. He was a tough guy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he was Haku's boy. You don't fuck with Haku.
Oh, Haku was the greatest. I love freaking Haku.
But back to the point about the commentary, though. In what fucking universe are we living in where a heel announcer is shitting all over a heel team and a dumb fuck face announcer is trying to put over this heel team? What is going on?
Proof JBL's bad at his job and needs to be fired, GG.
I'm wondering if they're going to cart out the APA to get their asses whipped by the Ascension. I wonder if that is the plan.
I hope not.
I wonder if they're planning on kicking him out at all.
No, they're not.
No, they just reshuffled everything. That's the only thought process I can have about that, is that they're going to have them beat up the APA.
I think it was last week, JBL, when he heard them mention the Road Warriors, he kind of went off script, went off character, started healing on him, and now it's part of the character, where you can't fucking do this. I mean, you would have never heard Jesse Ventura shit on heels. would have never happened.
But what I loved was, like, when you, I listened earlier, and I listened to a Raw from 1994, 1996, Vince was on commentary, and Zavala was saying some stuff, and Vince was like, what's that got to do with the match? And that's kind of what they need on the commentary team right now is, hold on, shut up and talk about the match.
I would honestly love if Vince went back and did commentary again.
So would I. He was good.
I don't know. What?
Not at this point.
Okay, firstly,
I would still let him call a couple of matches.
Vince was Michael Cole. They're the exact same commentator. They just say, whoa, what a move. Duh, like almost three.
Nope.
What Vince would do, he would ramp up. He would ramp up his suit once the match got going. And once you get to those near falls, he made that match better just by tone and his
cadence. He was a better version.
Underrated. And Joey Styles said that he stole a whole lot from Vince McMahon. So take that.
I have to admit that having watched this match, it was Goldust versus whoever for the IC title, I believe. And it was actually phenomenal announcing on Vince's part. And Laura was coming out with some random crap, and Vince was just kind of like telling him to shut up. And I was getting into it just from the commentary.
Yep. And that is what good commentary will do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to awkwardly segue real fast because I was wanted to talk about something.
Yeah, go
Because Macho Man, now officially being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Who else do you really want to see get put in the Hall of Fame?
Well, this year or ever?
Just any time. Just people you really want to see get put in who haven't been put in yet.
This year, the only person I really want to see put in is Carnage Crusher.
That's an odd choice.
What?
I want to see Ivan Koloff. Ivan Koloff was a freaking WWF championship.
Did people just say no to Carnage Crusher?
Yeah, I did.
He was okay.
Celebrity or wrestler, them's the rules.
Yeah, but seeing that
celebrity or wrestler, them's the rules.
I want Chris Benoit in.
Sorry.
All right, we're moving on from that.
All right, the real answer though is Dynamite Kid and Owen Hart. Those two and British Bulldog.
Then just put in the British Bulldogs as like one entity.
Yep, put the British Bulldogs in. It won't happen until Tom Billington is dead.
Yeah, you're right. Soon.
Yeah, fairly soon. And hopefully,
I think as far as Taker, Sting,
CM Punk.
Oh, stop it.
I'm waiting for.
Will you stop?
I really hope that when they go to Texas the year after this one, they put in the Freebirds.
I'm going to.
When they go to Texas, I'm really hoping that they will put in Taker in Texas.
Yeah, it should be Taker, but unfortunately, you're probably going to have Sting go in then too. And Sting can't even have, like, a Hall of Fame class to himself, the poor fucking guy.
No, I reckon Sting will go in a year after.
You think JBL will go in Texas?
Yes.
I mean, he had a good career. Like, he's a shitty commentator now, but he had a good go.
Well, but my excuse for everything is Coco Beware's in the Hall of Fame.
Anybody
can get in.
I was just thinking Christian.
Yeah, Christian. Edge is there. It'll be Christian next.
I realize they're probably not going to go in. But I really want to see the freaking Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express go in. Especially the Midnight.
There is zero excuse for those guys not being in there outside of, Vince doesn't like them. And they never worked for Vince.
To be fair, Vince didn't like Ultimate Warrior. Vince didn't like Macho Man.
But Vince knows what's going to make him money.
Yeah, those
Ultimate
guys are
Warrior
big names.
Makes some money. Macho Man makes some money.
My favorite moment of Vince doesn't like is Vince doesn't like Eric Bischoff. Vince hugged
Vince
him on stage,
money.
And Vince likes money. Yeah.
Yep. In that very moment, that killed the entire angle. What could have been.
I think, honestly, if you you look at merchandise sales, it depends on what you're going to sell with that as well as to what they're going to put into the Hall of Fame.
Also, I realize he's not the biggest name ever, but he had a really good run and worked with some top guys, which is the Big Boss Man.
Yeah,
Bossman could be in. I mean, there's 100 guys that should be in. It's, you know, you just got to space them out. I mean,
no, I realize
they've top loaded too many of these Hall of Fame classes.
They have, like, last year was like top to bottom was just
why was Mr. T inducted?
Well, he was a big deal back in way before you were born.
But he was also
you were born.
But he's a celebrity induction. Like
he helped sell WrestleMania 1. WrestleMania 1 doesn't happen without Mr. T.
Why was the Puerto Rican guy inducted?
Because he was a huge part of wrestling.
Wait, who?
Carlos Colon?
Colon. Oh, yeah.
He's the Vince McMahon of Puerto Rico. You know, he runs Puerto
Rico. He's a huge part of wrestling.
So, yeah. To my knowledge, Vince never, like, covered up the murder of someone, to my knowledge.
Jimmy Snuka?
Yeah, huh? I'm sure he would have tried Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Serious question, then. Who do you think walks out of the Royal Rumble with the title? And I don't mean Divas, Skeletor.
It could be anyone, because when you think
about what?
This room, we've had Cena be advertised for a title match in March, which makes no sense if he doesn't have a title. You've got the idea that J&J Security can screw people. You've got the idea Rusev could screw Cena and they could start that. You've got the idea they want Lesnar to fight Reigns or to fight Bryan. So honestly, it's one of the few matches that I say anyone could actually come out of that.
Right, but who do you think will win?
Lesnar.
Yeah, I'm going with Brock wins, and we get a Daniel Bryan Rumble win.
So. Yeah, I'm also going for Brock, because I feel like you can't... I mean, they can, but I feel like, odds on, they put so much into him in the last year that you can only let that go off. You know, you can only have him actually lose at WrestleMania.
But then why is Seth Rollins in the match?
I was going to say, but to be fair, I would actually like to see Rollins versus Bryan at Mania.
It's not selling Mania.
Yeah, that's a good match.
That's a king of the Indies Mania.
That doesn't matter. This isn't the Indies.
That is
WrestleMania. You have to have the bigger than life card. It's for the casual fans, not us.
Solid. That is a solid SummerSlam main event. But that is not WrestleMania.
No winner. You get no winner. And I think Rusev attacks Cena backstage before the match.
I think Rusev will attack him in the match.
No, how can you not have a winner in a triple threat where it's no disqualification?
Because Brock will walk out. You'll literally get Cena gets attacked backstage, and then you'll have Seth go out with Brock. They'll have part of a match, and then Orton will attack Rollins as he goes for the pin, and then Brock will leave.
All right, hold on. Okay, I got one. Okay, here we go. Since Rollins is added into the match, whatever, I got to think that he's going to have Cena for a two count, whatever. Orton interrupts, gives him the punt, whatever, an RKO, sets up their match for Mania. Lesnar pins Cena. So Lesnar goes on. Then Cena deals with, I'm guessing, Rusev then at Mania.
I'm very confused as to how, like, is the punt allowed? Like, I don't understand the punt. Because he did it to Big Show for some reason.
Why not? If a punch is legal, how is a kick not legal? And trust me, a close-handed punch, it still makes me upset that it's not illegal in wrestling. It's always been illegal until now.
Yeah, but you're an old man and you like old school rules.
Exactly. Dude, you say until now as if until now isn't like the last 18 years.
Right, but still, though, the referee would always admonish the guy. Always tell him, hey, you know, keep that hand open. You don't even get that anymore.
I'm Miss Ebner.
It's the little things.
I something that they have gotten really loose on the rules, and it does bother me, because like, I miss... Because they occasionally acknowledge it, but they rarely acknowledge, like, both guys are down, I better start counting. Like,
well, that's because everything is micromanaged to the point of nauseation.
The one that gets me is the stairs. Like, you can throw a guy into the stairs, and you can make sure that he slams down onto the stairs, but you can't hit him with the stairs.
Well, okay. That's something that's always been around. Like Sting would, or Ric Flair would throw Sting into a guardrail, but if he picked up that piece of metal and hit him with it, that match is over.
No, yeah, as long as it's stationary, it's fine.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's always been the case. That's not like a new deal. Like, Ric Flair did that shit. Everyone did that shit.
I'm sorry, if I get power slammed onto a fence, it's going to hurt more than being hit with a fence.
I realize, but that is how wrestling has seemed to have worked for like 30 years.
Oh, it's the little things. It's the little things.
Yeah. The I know, but like, were you born in 1920? Like, that's been wrestling since like this, at least the early 80s.
You want to talk about some interesting turns in wrestling? Ken Shamrock is training for a bare-knuckle boxing fight.
Oh, Jesus.
Against the King of the Gypsies. Fact.
Wait, is this like that Mickey Rourke fight where they got some hobo and made Mickey Rourke fight a hobo?
No, this is, they're genuinely fighting the King of the Gypsies, who is a bare-knuckle boxer, and Ken Shamrock.
So okay. He's fighting Brad Pitt from
from Snatch. That's exactly what he's doing.
Snatch is like the best movie, so I'm good with that.
We all love dogs. We love dogs.
We all have dogs. You mean dogs?
No, I said dogs.
That movie's fantastic.
So obviously, you know, it's kind of unsure as to who's going to win the Rumble match. So this kind of leaves everything unsure for Fastlane, which leaves things unsure for Mania. To me, personally, I kind of see that as a good thing, because I don't
like what's
going on at this time of year.
But what's more concerning, though, is that you hear from a lot of the older guys who will tell you that Vince always used to have this this notebook where he would have a year's worth of storylines already planned out. He already knew from one Mania to the next what was going to happen next year.
I call bullshit on that.
And now...
That stuff got changed heavily. Like,
yeah, there was an overall direction, you know, and now for that to be so loosey goosey and to go on the fly, and you know, for Mania to not be set in stone at this point is a little concerning to me.
I don't know, like on the fly stuff has worked out, like Brian, like that wasn't as on the fly as people like to think it was, but I think it was like more recent than most decisions that are made.
Yeah, that was a Royal Rumble to Mania. They were like, okay, we need to change this.
Because people act like that shit was decided like the 2 weeks before when that match was announced. No, that's not what happened.
That was probably decided the night Punk walked out and shut it down their throats.
That was not what happened. Shut up.
It was probably decided at 11 o'clock that night as soon as the Rumble went off the air and Batista left to booze.
Yeah, see, that is a real thing.
Yeah,
CM Punk thing is not a real thing.
Yeah, when they went, oh, geez, we told them that Brian's not going to be in this match. You know, we said it, and they still didn't believe us, and now they ruined our night. So, you know what, maybe there is something to this
guy. That is a real thing that could have happened. And CM Punk has no responsibility in this. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I think it's more likely that they realized that they screwed up, but not exactly how they screwed up until it was pointed out to them.
It had nothing to do with CM Punk.
It had nothing to do with CM Punk.
Before we go off air, WWE posted a voting poll, basically asking who you felt was the greatest Royal Rumble contestant of all times. So who would you say is the best Royal Rumble participant of all time?
Ric Flair from the 92 Rumble.
Which is the best Rumble of all time. Is this like across all Rumbles?
Across all Rumbles. Who was the best of all time?
Because I'm trying to think of like overall performance across multiple Rumbles.
Steve Austin.
Maybe Shawn Michaels? Because Shawn was like the Iron Man of like three of them. And he won a bunch. Like and of course, okay, just so we, as I said, reestablished characters, Kane has eliminated 11 people.
But how many has he won?
Well, true.
He hasn't won.
That's why I was putting Shawn Michaels higher. But,
yeah, I gotta go with Austin.
I'm going Shawn Michaels.
I would probably say Austin myself, but The Rock would also be there. Mostly because the ones that The Rock was in, I actually enjoyed.
See, I was actually going to say Benoit in 04.
Oh, if we're just talking a single Rumble, then, I mean, he's up there.
I thought we were talking about overall performance. Because, yeah, one Rumble, I agree with that. Like, one Rumble, he's at least up there.
One Rumble, I go with Ric Flair.
But, yeah, I'm going overall, Shawn. Because he both won a couple. He's eliminated more people in his career in Rumble matches than any other person has. And he had, like...
Give Roman time. He'll be snapping that.
That's true. You're right.
I believe that. Uh-huh.
But, even his feud with Taker. He had that feud with Taker, and he had that Rumble match where he came in at number one, and he lasted a long time, and then he got
and
eliminated.
And Taker came in too, or whatever. Yep.
Yeah, it's been incorporated into his storylines and, like, uh-huh. who he is. Like, it's Shawn Michaels for me.
Okay, so, I have to admit, I'd go with Michaels.
At what point is too many eliminations too many eliminations?
Any more than what Roman did last year, because that was pushing it. Like, Kane's was pushing it, and Roman's was even
eventually, someone's going to have to eliminate 15 guys.
Man, see, that's something
I think you can't go above half. You can't go above half.
You do half.
That's something I kind of hate about wrestling. Like, I love professional wrestling, but I hate the fact that because of the way it works, and, you know, in 10 years, that, like, Rumble, you're going to have run out of stuff to do in the Rumble match.
I'm still waiting for a time where the Rumble winner doesn't have to main event WrestleMania.
I think it's
such a corny crutch.
What
does throwing people over a top rope have to do with pinning somebody biggest show of them all?
That will only happen if there's a match like Punk Austin, Cena Austin.
Anything with Austin.
You're going to say it's somewhat on that scale. That's the only time that I think that would happen.
Genuinely, the only person that's ever done that is Vince McMahon, because he lost the opportunity, because he gave it away. He signed away his contract saying that he didn't want to make The Rock feel guilty for facing him. Fact.
Still, though, you know, we had years of Rumbles where you didn't go on to Mania. You know, you were just a Rumble winner. And that was enough.
So who's going to be the next? Who will be the next big one, then?
Can I say that I don't agree with the sentiment about the WrestleMania thing, because I do like the storytelling of it, but in terms of things that are just a title and have no other value, I want my damn King of the Ring back.
King of the Ring, and of course the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which,
well, I think that's like a permanent part of WrestleMania now.
Well, which is going to be the Ultimate Warrior Battle Royal this year.
Every dead man's battle royal.
Yep, each year it's going to be a different dead guy.
Yep. Year after, it's going to be Undertaker.
I was thinking that.
This is the Luth as battle royal.
Does that mean we'll end up with Vince's
dead body?
Does that mean we're going to end up with Vince McMahon's Battle Royal as, like, the main event of Mania one year?
When Vince dies, that's going to be the set match.
Dude, I guarantee you that the Sun will die before Vince McMahon does.
On that note, guys, thank you so much for listening in to Showdown this week. Next week, next Wednesday, 6 p.m. EST, 11 p.m. GMT. We're getting there with time zones. Do not miss the season premiere of Lowdown. We're going to have some new topics, hopefully some new segments, and we've got some nice new intro music, but you won't be able to hear that unless you download our podcast, so you're going to have to do that as well. So, guys, thank you for listening tonight. A big thank you to Scalasaur, Paul, and Chris, who have joined us. And, of course, make sure you subscribe, like, and go follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And if you're in the UK, do not forget to go and sign up for the WWE Network, which is now available for just $9.99.
Right. No, you're muted from now on. Shut up, Chris. thank you, everyone who listened. Mick Heel Ryan, there's your shout-out. Be happy. Thank you,
everyone. Hi, Mick. Doink the Clown for WWE Champion.
And good night.